closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News, Talk, Sports. Trump friend floats possibility of firing special counsel in Russian probe. Without even looking at this, just from the headline, you know what I knew right away? I knew who the friend was, and I was right. Newsmax CEO Christopher Ruddy. Christopher Ruddy is making a practice of saying things. Well, he's BFF with the Donald. I mean, if he says it, right? And a lot of it's just been crapioli. I mean, a lot of it just has not panned out. Or he muses. Here's the other thing Ruddy is good at doing, which he doesn't do here. He is good at musing. Well, here's what I think President Trump should do. And with him, it's like, remember the old E.F. Hutton commercial? Everyone stops when the guy says, my broker is E.F. Hutton. And E.F. Hutton says, and suddenly you can hear a pin drop in the airplane or the room or wherever it is. Once again, showing my age that I remember that, which reminds me, I'll get back to the story in a second. I'm going to do my best here on just staying on track. Yeah, when E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen. Yep. Earl, do you know who Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were? You're pretty sure you do. That's going to come in handy after 9 o'clock. You're pretty sure you know. Yeah. Well done. Well done. We're not going to get into that. We're going to use Julius and Ethel to talk about this presentation of Julius Caesar with Donald Trump as Julius Caesar being stabbed. How the heck are you going to bring Julius and Ethel Rosenberg into that? By the way, they are not characters in a TV sitcom. That would be the first. Well, because there have been two television shows called The Rosenbergs. There's one on right now, believe it or not. All of that after 9 o'clock. Oh, it's the Goldbergs. You're right. It is the Goldbergs. See, I was thinking Rosenbergs because the Goldberg, and they were both the Goldbergs, by the way. You are correct. Because I didn't think that stupid show would last two episodes. And it's become a hit. What do I know? Anyway, back to this. Ruddy claims that the president could take action to fire Robert S. Mueller III. But Ruddy is also acknowledging he hasn't spoken with President Trump about this. But he, in fact, from afar, from the musings of Jay Sekulow and others on the legal team, I think he might. Here's what I think Ruddy is doing. Because Ruddy also then says, I also think it would be a horrifically bad idea. I think he's trying to shoot it down in case Donald Trump is thinking about it. I like how HotAir.com put it. If he fired the special counsel, it would be a Cat 5 political bleep storm. You might have to up it to Cat 6, if there is such a thing. People are trying to make the case, well, you know, Mueller and Comey are tight. And on those grounds, boy, if you want it to look any more Nixonian than it already does at the White House, just do that. Just fire Mueller. Anyway, I don't believe that's going to happen. Then there is this Trump-related story. Secret Service has no audio or transcripts of any tapes made in Trump White House. If you're someone who doesn't want there to be tapes, you know what you just heard? There are no tapes. Is that what I said? No. Is that what the Wall Street Journal is reporting? No. Is that what the Secret Service said? No. So I'm not saying that. The Wall Street Journal's not saying that. And the Secret Service didn't say that. But I guarantee a fair percentage of the audience listening said, oh, there's no tapes. Well, it kind of sounds that way, if that's what you want to hear. Secret Service has no audio or transcripts of any tapes made in Trump White House. Wall Street Journal did a Freedom of Information Act request to the Secret Service, and they said, we don't have anything like that. So then what does this mean? Mostly nothing, yet something. It's entirely possible that President Trump, or whoever, if anybody, made recordings in the White House that they did not have the Secret Service do it. However, past presidents did have the Secret Service do that. JFK and Richard Nixon, according to the Wall Street Journal, they don't mention LBJ. LBJ also had recordings of the White House. I don't know if the Secret Service did it. By the way, Earl, have you ever heard the one where he's ordering a pair of slacks? President Johnson? Oh, my goodness. If you haven't, just go Google it. Just LBJ ordering pants. You will laugh for the rest of the day. Everything they said about him being a folksy Southern Texas boy, boy, was that true. Especially the part about feeling like barbed wire. Anyway, so all this means is that if Trump does have recordings, the Secret Service didn't do the recordings. I'm trying to get away from saying tapes. Everyone else is saying tapes. I guarantee if there are recordings, they're not on magnetic tape. I don't even think the Secret Service could find magnetic tape anymore. I'm quite sure they would be digitally recorded, which here's another thing about that. If they existed, you think they would have been leaked by now, particularly if the Secret Service didn't do the recording, or unless they're very tightly held, because as I pointed out yesterday, Donald Trump Jr., apparently it's a family trait, muddying the waters, after an attorney for President Trump said he never even suggested laying off Flynn. Well, yeah, my dad did. Well, how does Junior know that? Did Father tell him, or did he hear it in audio recordings? We don't know. Anyway, enough on that. Now, I don't know if censorship. Well, censorship is right in one of the stories, but not so much in the other. So let's start with the other. Megyn Kelly is accomplishing this with her new Sunday night show. She's constantly making news with it. What's debatable is whether it's a plus or a minus. Her Putin interview received a lot of criticism. Now she's getting criticized for a tease. They teased next week's show, Sunday, right? She's getting criticized for that. You know why? Because what she teased was an interview with, I'm going to just say it, nutjob Alex Jones. Alex Jones is a kook. He may not be nuts, but he's a kook. I don't know what the difference is there. Other than he indulges in kooky things, he just had to pay a huge, well, I don't know what he paid, but an embarrassing defamation suit. And he's just I hate that he's called a conservative host. I really hate it. She's interviewing him. And, of course, it's just wrong to give someone like that a platform. Her response to that is, look, he has a huge following. And a lot of people don't know anything about him other than they've been told he's a kook. Here's a chance to find out for yourself. I'm not going to criticize this until I hear how she handles it. I'm assuming she's going to challenge him on some of the crazier things that he's put out there. But this notion, well, he shouldn't get a platform. He has a massive platform. He reaches millions of people. That makes him a worthy interview subject. In fact, I may finally watch Megyn Kelly's show because I do want to see how she handles it and I want to see how aggressive she is with him. But this notion, this, it's referred to in legal parlance when the government does it as prior restraint. What we're getting to from the left now is prior restraint. That we can stop you before you air it, before you print it, before you do whatever you're going to do with it. That's what the left is all about right now, prior restraint. Let's take that to the extreme, and this is censorship. Remember, censorship is when government precludes your free speech. This next story is censorship, and as such, I think it can be taken too lightly. I have to admit, I kind of took it lightly. I didn't get to it yesterday. But there's an update on it. It's the story of the New Jersey yearbook where pro-Trump images were photoshopped out. There were two students, I believe, I know one for sure, Grant Berardo, had a T-shirt, a Trump Make America Great Again T-shirt. What appeared in the yearbook is photoshopped out. Looks like he's just wearing a plain T-shirt. Another student had a quote. Yeah, two male students posed wearing Trump-branded clothes. Both were photoshopped out. A third student had a quote, a Trump quote. Is there, you know how they do that under your picture? And that was removed. It turns out a teacher did this. The New Jersey School District, and it's in a county that went Trump, in New Jersey. The teacher that did this has been suspended. I don't know what the school year is in New Jersey, but it is June 13th. I'm assuming they're at the end of their school year. I don't know how long the suspension is going to be. The school district was not naming the teacher, but NJ.com gave their name as technology teacher Susan Parsons. The school district made it very clear that this violated policy. There is nothing in Wall Township High School student dress code that would prevent a student from expressing his or her political views or support for a political figure via appropriate clothing and attire. Indeed, the administration applauds students for becoming involved in politics, making their voices known, and taking an active part in our democracy. A public school, which this is the government. It is a public high school. That is the government. When a teacher unilaterally decides to Photoshop out images in this manner, that is censorship. And I think there is the danger, as I said, of taking this too lightly, because this is what the left feel. They feel that they have a moral righteousness when it comes to not just opposing or condemning, but silencing Donald Trump or those who would support him and or those who would support him and removing him from office. They do not recognize his presidency's right to exist. We can't function that way. And they find creative ways to wish him dead. More on that at 9:06. I would argue this teacher should be fired. This is an egregious violation of First Amendment rights. And look, they wanted that in there for all time. Your books are forever, you know, for as long as they last. That's how they wanted to represent. Now they're high school kids. Who knows what they'll believe 10, 20 years from now. But that's what they wanted. This is actually pretty frightening, and it seems, you know, you can just slough it off as, wow, oh, come on. Just get over yourself. It's just a high school photo and a yearbook, for crying out loud. Yeah, no. Because how do you know she limits these activities to the yearbook? She's a teacher. What other, and this is going to sound like a loaded term, but I think it's appropriate, what other forms of oppression or suppression, and suppression is certainly appropriate, of free speech does she do? We don't know. Needs to be investigated. This notion. Was on my laptop just barked at me. Anyway. Well, that was kind of weird. All right, hang on a second here. Hang on. Okay, looks like breaking news, actually. Desperate manhunt is underway in Georgia after two prison guards were shot and killed, and a pair of prisoners are now on the run. Putnam County Sheriff Howard Sills says the prisoners are being transported, or were being transported on a bus, when at least one inmate opened fire, killing the guards. The escaped inmates have been identified as Ricky Dubose and Donnie Russell Rowe. The Georgia Department of Corrections says the men stole a green 2004 Honda Civic. Putnam County is located just outside Macon. And I want to thank Matt Z for sharing that with us. So that's like out of a movie. So obviously Fox News will be following that one through the day. But back to the topic here. Right now, there is the belief by the left that if they don't like something, they don't have to allow it to be said, printed, whatever. And, you know, we're trying to pass laws to preclude that behavior on campus and all of that. But I guarantee this teacher feels that there was a moral righteousness to what she did. Donald Trump is president of the United States. I disagree with much of his behavior. And I have the First Amendment right to talk about it. But the notion that you would this was extreme behavior on her part. And it will be interesting to see ultimately what the punishment was or is. All right, coming up, we're going to stay on the same vein. I'm sure you've heard the story about the uproar over the Trump-like Julius Caesar production. I want to get into that. I have two articles in front of me. Earl thinks she's going to be removed as yearbook advisor and that's it. You know, you're probably right. You're probably right. I hope not, but you're probably right. How do you know she is your book advisor? Yeah, how do you know she is? I mean, how do you know she's involved in the yearbook at all? Story said she was? Okay. I wouldn't have been surprised if she'd just done it. Anyway, we're going to stay on this theme after 9 and talk. I'm going to offer two of the defenses that are made for the Trumpy and Julius Caesar and then respond to them. It's 9 o'clock.
News, talk, sports.